Mishnah Tes, Kama. So we're talking now about where a son steals from his father. Obviously a very sad story. Now the din midoraisa is when he makes restitution, let's say the father's no longer around, so then it goes to the heirs, and he's one of the heirs, he gets his quote unquote fair share, whatever that means. In other words, if he stole $100 and it's him and another brother, and if he's the Bechor, he gets 2/3, he gets 66 bucks, and the other brother gets 33. And if he's the younger brother, the elder brother gets 66, and he keeps 33 for himself. The point is, he keeps his share of the repayments. That's midoraisa. The rabbi said, fine, it's bad enough the kid stole. If the kid stole and then swore to his own living father, I don't have your thing, and then he was really a liar, the rabbi said, he shouldn't keep that thing. He should not get to keep the object. Once he swore, it's bad enough he stole from his father, but that, I guess, was coming to him anyway, sooner or later. Here, it's worse. He stole from his father, then he lied to his father under oath, swearing he didn't, but really he did. Then the rabbi said, he shouldn't get to keep that stolen object. He should have to, so in a normal circumstance, the din would be, he just forfeits his, quote-unquote, fair share when he gives it to the estate to the brothers. So the $100 all goes to his older or younger brother. That's the idea. Okay? But mid the rabbanan, it's just a knas. So penalize him because it's disgusting behavior. So, the case says, Hagozel es aviv, guy steals from his father, v'nish below, and in his lifetime he swears to the father that he didn't take it, v'meis, then the father dies, and then afterwards he admits that he really is the thief. Rezim mishalom karen v'chomesh t'banav ula'achav. He has to pay now karen, and since he swore falsely, also chomesh, and it all will go to the other inheritors, not to him. Which means l'banav. L'banav here, this is very confusing, means his father's sons. In other words, banav relative to the dead father, which means his brothers. Okay? Or to his brothers, that means his father's brothers, meaning like his uncles relative to the thief. The idea is a bit of interesting thinking here. The idea is that since he has no right to keep it, he should, but it really made the rights, it's his. Let's say he's the only son, the only child. So now he has, he's not supposed to keep it for himself. Who should he give it to? He should give it to his uncle. Now the truth is, he's giving it. Now, since he's giving it, why can't, and all the rabbis really were concerned with, so to speak, is that he shouldn't keep it for himself. Right? So why can't he give it to somebody else? So the answer is, that whoever else he gives it to, that will be considered like tovas hana. Like, if I give it to you, it's like, now we're buddies because I gave you the money. I chose you. So the rabbis...
forever indebted to you.
Right. So the rabbi didn't want that. And I'm benefiting materially from that. I'll get squeezed out of favor from you later on. Therefore, the rabbi said, only give it to the closest heir. That way, like, they won't have gratitude to you. What do you mean? I deserve it. So that's why it goes to the closest relative in terms of the rules of inheritance. But it's a gift. If he can't, let's say for example, he can't get to his uncle. There's only one uncle, and the uncle lives in Timbuktu. Then he should. The din is the Gemara says he has to give to tzedakah. Interestingly, when he gives it to tzedakah, he has to tell the tzedakah, "I'm giving this to you because it was stolen from my father." So shouldn't I get even like his name
he
and lights?
Can't get a plaque.
Right. Exactly. None of that. None of that.
He can't give the tzedakah and designate himself.
We'll get there in just a second. What if he has no money? But
he can't take it from his miser guilt.
Well, that's for sure. But we're not there. We're not there. Rabbi said he shouldn't keep it. Who does he give it to? The closest heir, because they won't be machzik tov with him. They won't have any particular gratitude to him. If he can't find that heir, he should give it to tzedakah and notify the recipient of the tzedakah. Oh, you should know I'm giving this to you because I stole it from my own father. Okay, fine.
But you still can't
claim
it as a tax deduction.
No tax deduction.
I mean, IRS wouldn't care. Like
that's an interesting question. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Either. I have no idea. I presumably not. But I don't know. The Einarota, if he doesn't want to, now Osha Einlo. Either A, he just digs in his heels and says, "I'm just not prepared to give this up," or he has no money. So like, and says, "I can't give. I can't listen to the rabbis. What do you want from me? Like, I'm not going to starve. I'm giving. This is my inheritance, and this is my money, and like, I'm not going to give it up." So then. The rabbis gave him like a plan B. This is not like Yib Mor Chalitza. It's not like he can do either or. At this point, he's not prepared to do what the rabbis want him to do. Okay, so then they said, listen, there's like a, you know, instead of the proper way to do it, at least better than nothing, we don't want you to keep this thing. We don't want you to be able to keep what you stole. And therefore, what he does is he he basically does he borrows against it, and then he stole his father's Ferrari and he lied that he had it, and then he admitted he took it, so the din is he can't keep the Ferrari. Meanwhile, he says, well, that's all I have for my whole life, just one Ferrari, I have nothing else to inherit, and so I can't do that, I'll be starving to death. So then what does he do? He borrows money from whoever, and then lets the whoever collect the Ferrari. So at the end of the day, he has the money, but at least doesn't keep the Ferrari. He doesn't have the actual object he stole, which is a lot better than nothing as far as the rabbis are concerned. Remember, Midoraisa could keep it himself. He's the inheritor. But the Rabbanan said it's not right to penalize him. He should give the Ferrari away. If he says, I'm not prepared to do that, or I'm not able to do that, okay, at least we say, let him get it out of his possession by essentially trading it for money. And not selling it. He's not selling it. He's borrowing money, and then the collection is done from that Ferrari. Okay. Very good.